No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.
Okay. Definitely pasty the fuck out right now. Big episode right here. The first one that we're ever doing on a Wednesday. Yes, a Wednesday. Only because I'm heading out to a cabin in the woods. A cabin in the woods. Don't even know where we're going. 100 mile house. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So we got to pre-record this episode of Connect the Dots, the show where we figure out why the playlist is looking the way it's looking. Yes, that's all we do. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you this. I did half the work here. But based on the system that I've set up involving WhatsApp members sending me songs at a fast rate, we're still able to make the playlist for the 200th, yes, 200th and 12th consecutive week. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jeez Louise. Where's the punch board for this? We got Loki, the Loki show, Dots. There it is. There it is. Where's the jump? Where's the jump? There you go. You know the deal with the show, okay? We run through the list as fast as we can without overthinking too much. And we just figure out why this playlist looks the way it does. Because I don't get it. I don't get it. 22 songs every Sunday. This may be the most absurd list of all time. I fuck with it. Post it up. Let's do this. Number one, we got Living for the City, the live version from 1995 by Stevie Wonder. Shout out to the boy Bondi. I believe he got me onto, you know, being curious about Stevie Wonder. And, yeah, I'm a fan. Is he a legend? Probably, I don't know. This is literally the first time this dude's ever made my playlist. The Post It Up playlist. Let's go. Number two, Phone Down, Erica Badu. Count how many times she says, I can make you put your phone down. I hope that's the lyrics. Just count it. It's a lot of times, and it works. Number three, we got Trauma, Party Next Door, from Party Mobile. 2020. I actually like this year for music. A lot. And a lot of that credit and that opinion, has to go to Party Next Door and his album Party Mobile and The Weeknd. Unbelievable projects. They sound right. This song right here, Party Next Door, it just seems as if he's in sync. And it's a 360 moment for the dude. Legit. Look up the past. Good stuff. Party Next Door at number three. Number four, we got Abby Jasmine featuring Beam with Chevy. Anytime Beam is on a song, That is making the Post It Up playlist. Abby, great job. Number five, Eli Sostre with Curfew. Heard the song once, and I told myself, you better put that song on the playlist. Number six, ASAP Nast and Deej D33J. What a name. What a song. Catchy, simple, effective. ASAP Nast. Good work. Deej. Good work. Number, what is this, seven? Iverson with Money Calling. Now this song, I'll be real, made me think a lot about my opinions and how many times I've been wrong. 4 weeks ago, I would never, yes, never listen to a song like this, just based on the way it sounds. But I heard it in the right moment. The right moment. I felt as if I heard it the way it was intended to be heard. And it worked. Money Calling by Iverson. You made the Posted Up playlist. Congratulations! Next up, we got Swae Lee featuring Drake with Won't Be Late. What was it, Monday? Yes, Monday. When I started listening to the song again at, 6:45 in the morning? It was good times. It was good times. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Fun track. Fun story. I believe these two recorded this song on what? Like a dinner table or something? Good track. Good track. Won't be late. Fun track. Yo, shout out to Columbia. Shout out to Columbia. Next up, what do we got here? Who's this? Yeek? Only in the Wet. Oh, shit. What's playing? What's playing? What was that? Damn, damn, damn. That was another song that's on the list. We'll get to that later. But right now, we got Yeek. Yes, Yeek. With Only in the West. I'll be real. I don't know I don't know why this song's on the list. I don't even think I've heard it before. After that, we got What's the Word by 070 Be Heard, 070 Shake, and 070 Feet. I said it about Beam, I'ma say it about Shake, okay? Anytime she's on a song, it's making the fucking Posted Up playlist. Now we have the song that you kind of heard in the background a couple songs ago. Si Ella Sale. I'm saying that wrong. My Spanish sucks. It's all good though. Because I fuck with the music. And its music always finds a way on the Posted Up playlist. You know, this was the last song added. I was on the phone with the homie. What should we call him? Chavo. My homie Chavo, okay? He's a big, big correspondent to the list. He pushes the buttons. We looked at the list together and I told him, yo, reggaeton didn't make it for the first time in a long time. And he told me that's a sin and that should never happen. And I told myself he was right. That can't happen. Reggaeton, it's going to take over. It's going to take over. It kind of, sort of, already somewhat, somehow, some way, in some fashion, already has. But it's really going to do its damage very soon. Bad Bunny with Si Ella Sale, Sale. Woo-wee! I fuck with this song, yo. I fuck with this album. I fuck with this album, yo. Wanna. I mess with it. I'm excited to cruise to the whole album. Gunna and Young Thug make the list with Dollars on My Head. Did I ever have a hat with a dollar sign as its logo? I don't think so. Would have been cool. I believe I had a black jacket with old, like, gold graffiti on it. And that was shiny gold. Got it from Seattle. I think the brand was South Pole. Great times. What a life I've lived. After that, what number are we at? Somewhere in the 13s, the 14s. We got Egyptian Lover by Reggie Snow, Dana Williams, and Amine. Fun track. Real fun track. Afterwards, we got Known Dot. Or is it Known? I should know this. Coulter Got Bounced, I believe, produced this track. My Place. I heard it, for the first time, the right way. Yes, the right way. Today. I was impressed. You know, I say I'm Coulter's friend. But there I am, not paying attention to his work. That's how it goes. This dude, I'm gonna say it again, compared the NHL to tennis. And I don't fuck with that. I really don't fuck with that. That's disrespectful. Not even just because you're my friend, but because you're Canadian. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Heavenly Father makes the list for the first time in probably, what, a year? A year and change? By Isaiah Rashad. I just love this track. Rema is after Isaiah with Fame. And it's... is it exclusive to the Color series? Because I couldn't find the original, which is totally fine because the Color series, you should follow that playlist. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful. It sounds right. It sounds nice. It's pleasant. Full of talent. Full of fucking talent. Go check out that playlist, okay? Stop the show. Fuck the Post It Up playlist. Go to the Colors playlist. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Jack Harlow. Yo, can we get, what number is this? 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17. Okay, at 17. We got Jack Harlow featuring Bryson Tiller with Through the Night. This song came out, what, in 2020? I know for a fact this song has been on the playlist three times already. Three times. Why? Because I'm fucking with it. Why? Because I push the buttons. I push the buttons. I make the calls. 212 straight weeks. 212 straight weeks. Remarkable. I'm putting up Brett Favre levels of consistency. Yes, consistency. And just being healthy. Showing up to the plate. That matters. That's an attribute. I remember there's a quote that Bondi would say, but hey, I forgot it. I'm not even going to try, okay? This song right here, Through the Night, on the Post It Up playlist. Illy Mini Yachi. Mini Yachi? Did I say Yachi? Illy Mini Yachi with Everything Gorgeous. You want to know why this song right here made the list? Okay. I'll tell you why. Listen up. Went to Illy Mini Yachi's page. And saw that I've never given this song a chance. The first time I heard it was today, and I only heard the first 15 seconds. And it made the Post It Up playlist. That's Illy Mini Yachi, okay? A favorite on the list. Another favorite, Kid Sharif featuring Mirrors with Lenses. I think this is a very, very underrated song. Extremely underrated. Cruising in the city at night, going towards what, Rogers Arena? The overpass there, what's it called? Okay, don't got a producer. Need to read a map regarding Vancouver. Anyways, that spot, cruising into the city. You got Rogers Arena on your left. You got the high-rises, the beautiful high-rises on your right. Listen to this song. It's perfect. It's perfect. It may be the competitor. Yes, competitor to Numb. When it comes to, like, the same feel I get when listening to those songs. Numb, Illy Mini Yachi, Side, The Chalet, Lenses, Kid Sharif, and Mirrors. I fuck with it. Listen to it. Afterwards, at number 20, we got BB. BB? Did I really just say that? Baby No Money. Baby No Money. And Lentra with What Would Baby Do? What Would Baby Do? You know, The boss called and said, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? How come this song's never made the list? I've told you to put it on the list four or five times. I never listened. Listened to the song once, but never listened to the boss. You know why? Because I pushed the buttons. I pushed the fucking buttons. Anyways, was making the final calls for the list. And I was like, yo, I got to listen to the song. I gotta give it another chance. We're talking about Baby No Money. You gotta listen to his songs. This song right here, it's fucking sick, yo. 21, we got Hello by Claro and Reggie Snow. Yo, did Reggie Snow make the list twice? Did she? She did, bro. That's crazy. I just realized that right now. Damn. That's cool. Hello? Question mark. So it's actually what? Hello? 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 At number 21. Last up, at number 22, the best spot goes to Still Believe in Love by Jack Soul. Canadian group, I believe. Trevor was talking about this song, okay? He He laid out the blueprint for everything Jack Soul on What's Poppin'. The last segment on Meanwhile in Canada on the Post It Up Network. You should check it out. We just talked about capital punishment and the history of it in Canada. That's what we do. We learn about Canada on that program. Anyways, Trevor talked highly of the song. We played it. It works. It's nice. It's nice. It kind of brings me back to song number one on the list today. Stevie Wonder, Living for the City. Rest in peace, Jack Soul. Canadian artist, right? Canadian band? I'm sorry if I don't know the specifics. That's it. Posted a playlist for the first Sunday. Is it the first Sunday in June? I think so. We're making this, 4 days before that day? Because we going on a road trip. We're going to a lake. A nice time, okay? A nice time. And now I got this nice playlist to listen to for the road trip. And I got to listen to what? What album did I say I want to listen to? What was it? Oh, yeah. Wanna. By Gunna. I fuck with it. I'm impressed. I don't know if it'll get to the point where I can hold it up next to, you know, what The Weeknd and Party Next Door did this year. But, hey, you never know. And this guy said Young Thug is the best rapper alive. Yo, Gunna, you're a friend of the show. Okay? Have a good one, okay? Follow the Post It Up Network. Follow Kyle Bowen. Make sure you follow the playlist. Do we have more playlists coming? I think so. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.